It has been a pretty Tuesday across eastern New York and western New England. Skies have been clear across much of the area, though there was a deck of clouds that came across the North Country this morning, and there's just a few clouds mixing in from time to time this afternoon. Temperatures today are running near or above seasonable levels. We're generally in the 40s, though a bit of a gusty breeze out of the south is making it feel a few degrees cooler. Now, I will admit, I did a bit of a double take looking at the weather maps this afternoon, and specifically, just the map of New York State. Our temperatures are pleasant, near seasonable, but it's significantly warmer to our west. How warm is it? Well, from Rochester to Buffalo, temperatures have soared into the 60s this afternoon. Now, that warm air is going to try to get into the area. Unfortunately, if you're a fan of temperatures in the 60s, the warmest air is going to be cut off by a cold front that comes through late tonight into tomorrow morning. So we're not talking about 60s around here. I am talking about a night that will be milder than the past couple, but still chilly given the time of year. And then tomorrow we'll be up into the 40s again. A few spots from Albany south may hit that 50-degree mark. So while that's not too bad given the time of year in terms of temperature, it's not going to end up in the 60s around here. Now, with that change, I mentioned that front. That's going to come into our area tonight into early tomorrow. So while we're looking at mainly clear skies early this evening and dry conditions if you happen to have evening plans, later tonight we'll see clouds increase, and there's the chance for just some rain and snow showers late tonight into tomorrow morning. The most likely areas for those rain and snow showers will be to the north and to the west of the capital region. This front is really starved for moisture, so I don't expect any significant or heavy precipitation. Heading through the day tomorrow, that front will push off to the east. We'll look ahead for a mix of sun and clouds through the day tomorrow. Now, the wind will turn pretty gusty behind that front. We're talking about a wind out of the west and west-northwest that at times may gust between 20 and 30 miles an hour tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures will be generally in the 40s to near 50 degrees, and then we'll see some cooler weather to follow by Thursday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear early, then increasing clouds with a chance of rain and snow showers later at night, low in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance for a few rain or snow showers, especially early on, windy, high 38 to 46. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear early, increasing clouds with a chance of rain and snow showers later at night, low in the 30s to around 40. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance for a few rain and snow showers mainly early, windy, high 38 to 46. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy and not as cold, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and windy, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds and not as cold, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, high 36 to 44, and on Friday, mainly cloudy with the chance of rain and snow early, then turning drier, high 38 to 46. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.